This news update's being brought to you by Advance Auto Glass and More for windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snow plows and custom shower glass enclosures. See Advance Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Emerell Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at this hour's news. In a strategic legal maneuver playing out in Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris' courtroom, Stephen Scott Mihalik faced a cascade of charges culminating in a comprehensive plea agreement designed to streamline his legal future. Mihalik entered no contest pleas to misdemeanor charges of domestic violence and absconding on bond, a move his defense attorney cited as a shield against potential civil liability. In exchange, prosecutors agreed to drop two other related cases, clearing the docket of lesser offenses. But the legal drama didn't stop there. Mihalik was also confronted with a felony charge of absconding or forfeiting bond. As part of the broader resolution, he waived his right to a preliminary examination, opting instead to plead to a no contest to an attempt evasion of the felony. This agreement came with crucial concession from the prosecution, no habitual offender action, and a guarantee any sentence for this felony would run concurrent with separate circuit court matter. The court, acknowledging the defendant's existing legal commitments, coordinated sentencing for the misdemeanors for May 11th at 1 p.m., bypassing a probation referral. Meanwhile, the felony case was immediately bound over to circuit court for arraignment. It's a complex legal dance, consolidating multiple fates into a single decisive day for Stephen Scott Mihalik. In a case that's shaken Michigan community to its core, a Lapeer County mother will spend the rest of her life behind bars after a heartbreaking chain of decisions led to her teenage son's death. A judge handed down a life sentence without parole to 43-year-old Elizabeth DuBois, convicting her of felony murder. The ruling follows a jury's decision earlier this year after a lengthy trial that laid out years of missed chances to save her son, Austin. Prosecutors say Austin suffered from a rare and treatable form of throat cancer, one that showed clear warning signs. A visible lump on his neck grew over time, alarming relatives who repeatedly urged DuBois to seek medical help. But those pleas, investigators say, went unanswered. Instead, authorities described a pattern of avoidance, excuses about time, money, and other barriers, while Austin's condition worsened. By the time he died in 2019, he weighed just 83 pounds. Medical experts later confirmed that with timely care, Austin's cancer could have been treated and possibly cured. The court also imposed an additional sentence for child abuse to be served alongside the life term. And during sentence, DuBois asked the judge to overturn the verdict, but that request was denied. As the case closes in court, it leaves behind difficult questions and a community grappling with how much and such a preventable loss could happen. DuBois is expected to appeal the conviction. A potential breakthrough in the fight against Lyme disease is drawing attention across Michigan, where cases are quietly climbing and health officials are urging caution. A major pharmaceutical developer says early trial results for a new Lyme disease vaccine shows more than 70% effectiveness in people ages 5 and older. If approved, it would mark the first widely available vaccine for a disease that continues to impact thousands, including a growing number of Michiganders. Here in the state, the threat's no longer limited to wooded hiking trails. Health officials report Lyme disease is spreading, with some areas, like parts of western Michigan, seeing sharp increases in recent years. In one county alone, cases jumped more than 60% in 2025. Lyme's disease can start subtly, fatigue, headaches, even mild dizziness, but can quickly escalate to more serious complications like nerve damage, joint pain, and long-term health issues if left untreated. And for some, the effects linger for decades. Health officials say that part of the danger, many people never even realize they've been bitten by a tick. The vaccine candidate's still awaiting federal approval, and even if it clears that hurdle, the state and national agencies would need to weigh in before it becomes available to the public. For now, experts say prevention remains key. Check for ticks after spending time outdoors. Act quickly if one is found, and don't ignore early symptoms. But with promising science on the horizon, there's cautious hope that Michigan could one day see fewer lives disrupted by a disease that can start with a single bite and change everything. And we'll return right after this word from our sponsor.
I smashed the windshield of my car. What do I do?
Go to Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe before you call your insurance company.
That's right. This is Dave from Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. Insurance companies may ask you to go with an out-of-town company, but you have a choice. Go with your local glass company, Advanced Auto Glass and More of Bad Axe. We will professionally install your automotive glass and can perform the calibrations for collision avoidance systems. So for the best windshield replacements, call Advanced Auto Glass and More, just south of Bad Axe, at 989-269-6655.
And we're back with one obituary today. Jean Ruppel-Krohn of Bad Axe passed away Friday, March 20th. She was born June 4th, 1943 in Harbor Beach. On July 7th of 2023, she married James Krohn. She's survived by her daughters, Maureen and Angie, her stepsons, James and Kevin, her 10 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Jean will be on Friday, March 27th at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church in Bad Axe. Cremation will follow. Visitation for Jean will take place on Thursday from 3 to 8 p.m. at Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And visitation on Friday will be at the church from 10 a.m. till time of service at 11 a.m. Memorials can be offered to the Thumb Animal Shelter of Elkton or Our Savior Lutheran Church in Bad Axe. You can share your memories online at RamseyFH.com.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morrell Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morrell. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morrell Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morrell Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
And we're back with more news. The Transportation Security Administration, TSA, has issued a stern warning regarding potential airport shutdowns if Congress fails to reach a deal on Department of Homeland Security funding. Ongoing budget disputes have already led to reports of long security lines and missed paychecks for federal employees, causing significant travel anxiety across major U.S. hubs. Lawmakers remain divided over specific border security provisions and discretionary spending levels, with no immediate resolution in sight. While some emergency measures are being discussed to keep essential services running, the travel industry is bracing for widespread disruptions as the weekend approaches without a signed appropriations bill. And the Iranian government's officially dismissed a 15-point ceasefire plan proposed by the United States, calling the terms maximalist and unreasonable. The plan required Tehran to dismantle key nuclear facilities and significantly reduce its missile arsenal. in exchange for sanctions relief, a deal Iran claims infringes on its national sovereignty. Hostilities in the region have continued to escalate, with reports of drone strike hitting a fuel tank at Kuwait International Airport shortly after the rejection was announced. U.S. officials expressed disappointment, stating the proposal was a fair path to ending a conflict that's already claimed thousands of lives. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Advanced Auto Glass and More. For windshield replacement, stone chip repair and installation, as well as Boss snowplows and custom shower glass enclosures, see Advanced Auto Glass and More just south of Bad Axe on Bad Axe Road. And Morrell Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe.
Hi, this is Dave with Advanced Auto Glass and More in Bad Axe. We offer many services to better service our customers in the community. Our auto glass services include windshield replacements, including ADAS recalibration, on-the-spot stone chip repairs, and door glass replacements. We can service semis and agricultural vehicles such as tractors and combines as well. We install thermal panes, custom shower glass enclosures, and cut flat glass at your convenience. We do it all, from sales to service to installation. Stop on in or call us today at 989-269-6655.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.